And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
You bet.
So to begin, you're going to give us an update on some happenings in the political sphere in relation to psychedelics, cannabis. What you got for us?
Yeah, you know, we talked 2 weeks ago about some initiatives that would change the psychedelic landscape in Colorado. And one of those initiatives, 58, got the signatures necessary to go on the ballot. Since we had the show, we've since learned that a competing initiative, 61, didn't get the necessary number of signatures and won't be on the ballot in November. And this has caused a little friction between the people who are pushing for these initiatives. Some of the leaders who are pushing for Initiative 61 said that they now have a new focus, which is launching an information campaign about Initiative 58. And they say they don't want their new effort to be categorized as such, but essentially they're running a no on Initiative 58 campaign. And they believe the state should decriminalize natural psychedelics before even considering a legal access model, which is in Initiative 58. And they want to ensure that equity concerns are at the top of the list and that Colorado psychedelics doesn't become a capitalistic playground, which recreational marijuana sort of is. And the Decriminalized Nature Colorado campaign is also leery of New Approach PAC, which is a Washington, D.C. based organization. And it's helping to fund the initiative here in Colorado. It helped that psychedelic mushroom medical access initiative in Oregon, and it contributed $2.74 million to the Natural Medicine Colorado Committee. That's a lot of money. And that mostly funded a signature gathering company, but also compensated the people who are doing work on the campaign. We'll have to see what happens.
Huh, we'll keep tabs on that. And then you also have some cannabis news for us as well, correct?
Yeah, cannabis on the ballot. Voters in Denver are going to face an initiative that would allow a 4.5% increase in sales tax on cannabis for an out-of-school learning program. And according to the group behind MySpark Denver, which is pushing this, the tax increase and a 0.3% appropriation of the city's current pot tax revenue would collect $22 million annually for the project, and it would offer $1,000 stipends for Denver families to pay for learning enrichment programs. Sounds like a great idea. The $1,000 stipends can be used for out-of-school programs that provide tutoring and supplemental academic instruction, as well as sports activities, career training, and mental health. And if this sounds a little familiar, there was a similar initiative on the state ballot last year, on the state ballot, that was rejected. That was Proposition 119, and it asked for a 5% increase in marijuana sales taxes statewide to help fund a new out-of-school education program. And that measure lost by an 8.5% margin across the state, but 49% of voters approved the measure in Denver. And according to this proposal, children would have to live in Denver and be eligible for public school admission in order to qualify for funds, but it doesn't say that they would actually have to be enrolled in a public school. So there's some questions about that. And both Proposition 119 and the MySpark Denver campaign are projects of Gary Community Ventures, which spent over $1 million to push Proposition 119 and lost that, and is responsible for all $270,000 of the contribution so far. That's according to the Denver Clerk's Office. And Colorado's second largest city, Colorado Springs, which is well known as a place where there's a lot of medical marijuana dispensaries, but not a single recreational store within the city limits. And the Colorado Springs City Council banned recreational marijuana sales in 2013. That's a long time ago. That's the year before recreational sales began in Colorado. And the local government, most notably Mayor John Southers, has remained opposed to opening the market for the past decade. So, but if Your Choice Colorado Springs, which is the group behind the local campaign for recreational pot sales, is successful, retail marijuana wouldn't need city council or mayoral approval. And that's the whole idea here. The group's initiative would allow currently operating medical marijuana dispensaries to transition to recreational sales because they know what they're doing. According to your choice, the local dispensary cap of 120 locations would remain, and new dispensaries could only open through acquisitions. If approved, that would carry a 5% special sales tax to fund mental health and public safety programs, according to the organizers. So they're getting all of their ducks in a row. Your Choice Colorado Springs campaign organizer Anthony Carlson estimates that a local marijuana sales tax just in that city would raise about $15 million annually. But we'll have to see what happens there. But those are things that are going to be on the ballot in the cities of Denver and in Colorado Springs.
So interesting to watch individual communities work this out so that it kind of suits their needs and their specific flavor and style of legalization that they're looking for.
And we're still 10 years on, still looking at those things.
That's how we kind of expected this to go, Leland. And that's why we need you here to keep us in the loop. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.